Today, the Church celebrates the memorial of St. Cecilia, and our Gospel passage comes to us from Luke, chapter 19, verses 45 to 48. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death, but they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. We have only a few stories about Jesus' life before he began his ministry. We really have nothing from the time he was about 12 until the time he was about 30, and those last 3 years had a real whirlwind quality about them. We see this in today's gospel, as we do in so many stories about Jesus whenever he visited Jerusalem. Even early secular works like that of Flavius Josephus, a first-century Jewish historian, refer to the fire with which Jesus was filled in his visits to Jerusalem. In today's passage, Jesus goes after those who are looked upon as pillars of society and expresses his righteous anger over the disrespectful way that they use the temple for their own gain. At the same time, he has been speaking well of those on whom these pillars look down. In his short time in ministry, Jesus has really upset the apple cart, which has led to a desire among the leaders whom he has challenged to eliminate him from life. Indeed, the task of evangelization can oftentimes put us at odds with others, even with those whom we love most. May we never turn away from our baptismal call to spread the good news of the gospel. And may we live the message and spirit of that good news in our everyday lives, that our actions and attitudes may give greater power to our words.